AM 910 WJCW Tri-Cities Talk Radio. It's now time for Dr. Dean Baird from Mountain Empire Animal Hospital and his pet Puri.
Here we go, guys.
All righty. Hello there, Dr. Dean. How are you doing this morning?
The pet man. I hadn't been called that before.
Well, there you go.
When everybody... I was in veterinary school in Auburn, I spent one summer vaccinating dogs and cats for rabies in rural Alabama, and they called me the dog man.
Oh, gee whiz.
Oh, by the way, I like your choice of music this morning. The Pointer Sisters. You get a star on your chart on the wall for that.
I always wonder who did it first. Slow Hand. Was it the Pointer Sisters or was it Conway? Because I remember as a kid
about the same era. You know the answer.
Yeah, it is. No, I do not know the answer, but you're right. It's about the same era.
I think it was the Pointer Sisters.
Yeah, I do too. Because I remember as a kid, my mom and her best friend listened to the Pointer Sisters. And I remember hearing that. And then Grandpa listened to, the country music, and there's old Conway. I was like, wait a minute.
I think what happened was they recorded it, and he did it really not very long
I think so, too, because that's what happens when there's a hit sometimes. Can we turn this into a country song? Let's go with it.
Let's go. Sounds good.
So, example is, which song I really like, Stand By Me, that Mickey Gilley did for Urban Cowboy.
Yeah.
Had been a big hit.
Yeah. Of course, Benny King had that originally.
Yeah, I was going to say Benny King is the one that originally sung it. Several years later. That does happen a lot with country songs. But I guess we're not here to analyze music remakes.
Let's talk of our pets right now. Dr. Dean Baird with Mountain Empire Animal Hospital, which sponsors this portion. Pardon me, of the program. So, what you got for it?
So, the deal was that this week we were going to talk about colon problems in cats, because last week we did that in dogs.
Yeah.
And they can have similar things, but as is often the case with dogs and cats, they really have more dissimilar things with colon.
Okay.
The colon does the same thing. That's not the issue.
Yeah.
It's what are the problems that cats get with the colon that is unique to cats. Now, last week we talked about dogs having colitis, which is inflammation of the colon.
Right.
What we did not talk about was constipation, which everybody, I think, probably knows what that is, or at least they think they know what it is. And constipation is something that can occur in any species. But I want to talk about it in cats because it's a more, it is statistically more common problem in cats than it is in dogs. Actually, the reason we see it most of the time in dogs is because they ate a bunch of pieces of bone or something
tennis
really
shoe
hard
or something
like that that will pass through the small bowel, but then it gets in the colon, and we learned last week what the colon does is everything slows down and water is absorbed out of it.
Right.
And when you have that stuff set in the colon and water gets absorbed out of it, and then you got a bunch of pieces of bone fragment and stuff that does not want to move, right? Because it's sharp. And then you got trouble, and they get constipated, and they got to have an enema. So in cats, there is a problem with constipation just due to the fact that some cats, as they get older, have a problem with normal colonic motility.
You mean
move through. Now, we talked last week about it's not moving as fast there because that's the function of the colon.
Sure.
Have it slow down and get the water absorbed out of it so the fecal material is not moist or is not wet. And the function is not just because you don't want them to have diarrhea. I mean, nobody wants to have diarrhea. But it's a physiologic thing, which is to say that if the colon doesn't do its job and the water is not resorbed out of the colon so that they don't have diarrhea, it causes the animal to be dehydrated because the process of the water being reabsorbed out of the ingesta that moves from the small bowel into the colon is not just to prevent diarrhea. It's so that that water is maintained and kept in the body because water is the most important nutrient that you have.
Sure.
No matter which species you are. And if it wasn't for the fact that the colon did that, there'd be a real problem with hydration status of whatever the patient is that we're talking about.
Right.
So the problem with cats is that as a species, cats... No, obviously not every cat, but particularly cats that are older frequently have trouble with normal motility in the colon, and as a result have trouble with normal feces passing or bowel movements, and then as a even further subsequent result have problems with constipation, and then as an even further consequence have problems with obstipation. The difference, the obstipation being that constipation is a, relatively speaking, a problem where it's difficult for feces to pass.
Okay.
Obstipation is essentially where it will not pass.
Oh, okay.
And sometimes that's a very fine line, and maybe it's just something that we talk about. But in cats, the latter is a real big deal. And it,
well, I would
that
I would
happens
that,
too in those dogs with pieces of bone. But
yeah,
it's a real problem, and it's almost invariably older cats that have the problem. And you're not going to fix, once they get to that point, you're not going to fix the present problem that they have without anesthesia and them getting enemas.
Wow.
So then you've got the added potential problem that the cat is old and might have other health issues that could be a risk for them being anesthetized. But if you don't get them anesthetized and get everything cleaned out, then you don't have a cat anymore.
At what age can we expect to see this become more, not normal, but happen more often?
I don't know that you can pick just one certain age. I mean, we've talked about on the show before that we consider animals, dogs and cats that are over 8 to be geriatric, and I'd probably leave that being the case.
Okay.
With the asterisk there that those really large breed dogs such as Newfoundlands and Wolfhounds and all that kind of thing are geriatric much earlier than 8, because some of them don't live to be much older than 8, you know.
Is that because of their huge body mass, really?
Well, it must have something to do with it. I don't think anybody knows for sure.
Okay.
But in cats, well, it's a geriatric cat. I mean, a young cat could have the problem, but it's more of a problem in cats that are older.
Okay.
And so the first problem is identifying that they've got it. The second problem is treating it, and if it's really advanced, that means you've got to anesthetize them sometimes more than once, because sometimes you can't get all the stuff out at one time. You have to actually do enemas and relieve all that material and get it out and wait for another portion of the material that's up in the colon to move far enough back so you can get it out.
Yeah, and let's be real. You say you have to anesthetiate the...
Anesthesiate.
Yeah,
I gotta remember that word.
That's a good one. The kitty cat. And if you don't, you won't have a kitty cat unless you get it cleaned out. And if you don't anesthesiate the animal, the cat, you won't have a hand because you will...
That's...
Scratch it.
Maybe he's the real pet man, Carl.
Yeah.
I think he's got it figured out over there. But that's a good point, Alec. You won't have a hand or maybe not an arm or something because they're going to take it off in the process of you trying to do it. As you know, enema is not a fun thing no matter who you are.
Yeah.
And I was laughing about it, but this is a serious deal because these cats are painful.
Yeah,
sure.
And if you're trying to work that stuff loose in the colon and it's as hard as a rock, that's not literally true, but sometimes it's close to that.
I mean, I just looked it up and anesthesiate.
Anesthesiate.
It's right next to that.
I'm going to use anesthesia because that's just such a cool word.
Yeah.
I can't pass it up.
Yeah.
There you go. Speaking
we'll go
of not passing, right?
We've got to change our terminology.
that cat
hilarious.
Needs to be anesthesiated.
So you just looked it up and what was you going to say, Ellen?
Yeah, no, that was it. And you know how they break down the words in the dictionary? Anesthesia, it was right there, right after anesthetize and stuff like that.
Oh, so it really is a word.
No. But I could have sold it as one.
Yeah, you just sold it
could.
To me. I didn't know any better.
They're one born every minute, they say, Doc. There you go. So is this, we've got about a minute or so, is this really a function of the animal not having enough hydration, not enough water? I know that contributes to it, but is that a cause or is that sort of a...
I'll tell you, that's a really astute observation on your part. And I don't know that you can say that it's a cause, that it is a primary cause. You can definitely say it's a secondary cause in some cases.
Okay.
And some cats don't... Cats are notorious for not drinking a large amount of water. So if you've got a cat that's already predisposed to having a colonic motility problem and they're not drinking enough water, that's a bad combination.
Yeah, really. So, okay. Dr. Dean Baird warns us to be on the alert for this and obviously reach
Make
out
Make sure
to,
your cat keeps pooping.
There you go. That you said it and I didn't, Dr. Dean Baird.
Or I'll have to anesthesiate.
Exactly. Already I'm beginning to fade away here. That's a great word. I love it. Dr. Dean Baird, Mountain Empire Animal Hospital, sponsors this show every Monday about 8:15. Dr. Dean, how do folks get in touch with you?
Well, as long as they're not anesthesiated, 282-3771.
Say it again. I laughed over
you. I'm sorry. 282-3771.
Very good. Thank you, Dr. Dean. We will talk to you more or less next Monday.